Is she seen anybody else?
I don't know.
You ain't asked that?
No, we haven't asked that yet.
I like how you like, we haven't asked that.
She hasn't asked me.
Well, she knows. I like how like we didn't do this thing. It's like a her thing.
That's that the bumper.
Welcome to 4th and 10 right here on 4thdistrict.com, iTunes, Stitcher, Blog Talk Radio. However you're listening, we appreciate it. All powered by 4th District Podcast Network. What, did I just screw it up?
No, and what I only noticed, he had like a radio voice. Like he was like, hello, 4th and 10 listener. Like,
hello, Cleveland.
Right.
It's been a long day, so I was like, let's amp it up a little bit. Three comedians, 10 topics. The unofficial podcast of the Omega Power Brain Yo-Yo. Thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
I was more of an X-Brain guy.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Wait, that was the one, which one was that one?
X-Brain had a super sleeper.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You could do a lot of tricks with that.
How long did you get it to sleep?
I don't remember really, but probably a couple minutes.
Could you rock the cradle?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Were you a yo-yo guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was too. I had the Firestorm. Remember Firestorm?
Mm-hmm.
It looks cool. Was like,
so cool.
So yeah. Many people just tuned out.
No, y'all gotta listen. Like, we're giving y'all the childhood. Don't you tune out right now.
My name is Nathan Owens. You can find me on Twitter at @IM_Owens. Snapchat and Instagram is just @IMOwens. And let's skip our first topic and just talk that weird yo-yo craze for a year. David Pretty is with me.
Was it just a year?
I feel like it was just a year.
I had a yo-yo last year. I remember there was a time somewhere in my comedy, me doing it, where I went to shows with a yo-yo and I didn't care. I just had a yo-yo. And I dare somebody to say something about me having a yo-yo. Like they did.
I love that.
Yo-yo. They're fun yo-yos.
They're great.
Yeah.
Damon Sumner's not here.
He's not here.
He's not here, guys. He's out there working. But that's okay. Our producer, Dan Duncan's going to fill in for him.
Yeah.
You know, I remember vividly going to try to find an X-Brain yo-yo.
Where'd you go?
It was like Bazooks or Kazooks or some toy store.
Yeah.
Zany Brainy?
Yep.
Whoa,
that was it.
I don't remember that one.
I got a yo-yo at Zany Brainy's.
Yep, me too. And literally, I think that store like expanded like tenfold when the yo-yo craze happened. Mm. And then I think they're all closed now.
God, I've never heard it. I haven't heard that in forever. So yep. They're definitely all closed.
But yeah. I'm here. You can hit me up at @DanDunk.
How's the Instagram life?
Yeah.
Huh?
How's the no Instagram life?
It's fantastic.
No Instagram,
but I'm also
no
waking up at 5:30 every morning.
Yo.
And it's a lot, y'all.
I can't believe that. My bad, Dan.
It's crazy. 5:30 sucks. I don't know how people do it. Like people do it all the time.
Nah, yeah.
And they function. And every time I wake up at 5:30, I was like, my day is ruined.
When I was a kid, we used to wake up 5:30 every day when I was in school.
Really?
Yeah, my parents, because they had to get us there early. They had to get to work early. So we could wake up like 5:36. Really like 5. I would wake up 5:30. I would just be like 5:30 because like 30 minutes don't mean nothing. Let me just get up that way I can sleep while everybody's getting ready. I would try to. It never happened, but I would try to. But yeah, 5:30 when it's like the sun is kind of out. It's like kind of peaceful. You don't like that?
No, it's terrible.
Everything's calm. Damn, you appreciate.
No,
that.
I like it. I'm
about to say you appreciate.
I like it in the morning. I really don't mind actually waking up. Like I wake up at 5:30 and get out of bed at 5:45.
Yeah.
And I love the morning. I love having it to myself. It's peaceful. But it's like the right now. The 8:45 for y'all listening when we're recording this. Yeah. Where I'm like, oh.
Shut it down.
It is bedtime. But right, so nope.
We got
just get Sleepy Dan. And
got Sleepy Dan, which means we have a lot of fun.
Sleepy Dan. Get ready to edit.
Yeah.
Do we have a review?
Is it Nate's new girlfriend?
Good grief.
I don't think so.
It guarantees at least one text from my mom.
Yep.
your first worry is your mom, bro.
You are so afraid of your mom.
No, because now she's like gonna start guessing. She's gonna go through my friends list and just start.
You
could have
just
people.
Played it off like girlfriend, and then now you're like, now she's gonna look for a person that I believe exists. You don't know how to do anything.
I don't.
We was trying to help you out. I don't have one.
We don't have a review.
Guys, we didn't get a single one. We begged last week.
We did beg, and I guess the people did not hear our call.
Please review.
Please review.
Please, our self-confidence is
we're hurting right now.
To this. And Nate, that's all Nate has.
That's all I've got.
Yeah.
Sometimes if I'm not feeling great, I'll read reviews, and that'll get me out of bed.
Right.
Oh, my God.
So keep reviewing.
One of the saddest things.
Man, you ever had something in your head like, that's going to be funny, and then it's like, nope, too sad.
That's most things you say. I don't think you realize it.
It's fun to like teeter a George Costanza-ish line, and then you're too honest.
I love how that's your comedy. Like, I'll be like that, which means like, which is fine if you were on TV, as a real life person,
single.
You know what I'm saying? Like on TV, that makes sense. It's like, oh, that's a character. But when you're in real life, people get sad for you.
Yeah, they do.
And you start holding meetings, and they just be like, "How do we get Nate out of this?"
And your mom is your number one fear.
Yeah, that's
gotta stop that.
No, that's not.
Let's stop making people sad. Let's hop into the number one sports topic of the week.
Let's do that, guys. Let's
get it.
Number one topic. This has been a debate for weeks. Kyler Murray, Oklahoma quarterback. What's he gonna do? NFL draft, MLB draft. He's, I believe, signed at least some sort of contract with Oakland to where he has a signing bonus. And then this week he tweets out, "I declare for the NFL draft," just Michael Scott style. Into the interwebs.
I declare bankruptcy
for the NFL draft.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's official. I hope Twitter's not official because we have a president that uses it too much. So I don't think Twitter's official. But is this it? Is he definitely going to the NFL now?
He says he wants to, but I think you have to say that to get more money out the NFL, right? Because you don't want them thinking that you might, you know, go play baseball. And you could always go play baseball if you want to. You got the option. I think if he gets drafted in the second round, you know what I mean? Like, if he drops, he's like, all right, well, I'm out. So you have to try to upsell yourself so you can get that first round money.
See, I think it's the other way around. I think he's trying to sell.
Oh, you saying he's trying to get Oakland money?
I think he's trying to get Oakland to up their signing bonus and you'll be like, hey, we'll give you an extra $3 million right now if you just, like, don't go to the NFL and play only baseball.
I don't know. Maybe one of y'all can help me. Why can't he Bo Jackson it? Is it, are those days gone?
I think it's one thing if you're going to be in the major leagues and the NFL, but right. He's going to be in the minor leagues for 2 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think he can do that right now. I think eventually he absolutely could. I just think that, I don't know how your draft eligibility works if you're not there. Because that would be the thing. The draft's in April, mm-hmm. which is right at the very end of spring training, getting ready to start the season. So it would be in, I guess, Arizona. I don't know how it works. I really don't know. I don't know if you can sign two contracts. Deion did it. Brian Jordan did it. Bo Jackson's done it. Plenty of people have done this, but I have no idea how.
We haven't seen it in a while, and it's probably just because the people won't let you do it.
Well, and Deion said today that he would take the baseball money and run.
Yeah. Deion said if he'd go back, he would take the baseball money.
Mm-hmm. So the baseball money in the long run is where it is. Like, that's gonna make him the most
guaranteed money.
But... if you are playing,
ain't no slave owners over there, you know, in Major League Baseball.
Everybody getting money over there.
I get it. Eventually.
Oh, man. We should have seen Nate's face.
This is only according to LeBron, guys. Only according to LeBron.
I'm just saying, your life is drastically different as a first-round pick, as an NFL quarterback, than it is as a first-round pick in Major League Baseball for about 3 years. I mean, if you're great, you play in the minors at least 2-3 years?
Nah.
How long was Acuna down there?
Like two. The two, three?
Two is fast.
Two is fast, and the Braves were a little desperate.
And he was also, what, 19?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Murray might not be, he might not need to be down there 2 years. And he's with Oakland. Like, Oakland is all about getting the most out of their players.
That's true.
You know what I mean? Like, Oakland, so they're going to trade him eventually because they don't want to pay him. That's what Oakland does.
Yeah.
So they have incentive to get him to the major leagues quicker so he can either show that he's really good or be like, no, thank you, so they don't have to pay him. But they're not going to sit him in the minors. Especially they're moving. Aren't they moving? They're getting to a new stadium, I think. Oakland's moving to a new stadium.
I think that's the plan.
Right. So you have more reason to get him up quicker to sell tickets or whatever. I don't know, man. I'm just like, yo, just remember, man, baseball money's guaranteed, man. Don't.
It is. It's guaranteed. It's a safer sport. You can play it longer.
And he can't see over the line in the NFL. The dude is 5'9".
Yeah, somebody I was listening to was, I think, McShay today, and he was saying, like, that used to make a lot of sense, but now, like, I guess the way the offenses are, like, I don't know, I guess Russell Wilson kind of, like, showed it, like, all right, you can do...
Wilson and Breeze, they're kind of the exception of the rule, but even there, I believe it's 6 feet at least.
I mean, yeah, I don't disagree. I just, to me, I think football is a coin flip if it works out.
That's true.
I think baseball, they have enough money, and it is something that there's just enough raw talent there that even if it, Oakland didn't work out, someone else is going to give him a contract.
That's true. Remember the great B.J. Upton who hit like 195 for the sure Braves one whole year? And he was just, he had a strong arm and he was crazy fast.
Yeah.
And he could hit the ball sometimes. And he got
sometimes
a $90 million contract.
Also, he switched his name back to B.J.
Did he go back to B.J.?
He was B.J. Upton and then he was Melvin Upton Jr. for a while.
Melvin wasn't
working.
And then
he said he wants to go back to B.J.
Nope. What B.J. stands for, his name?
Isn't his like dad's?
It's like Boss Man. Boss Man Jr.
Boss Man Jr. Because his dad goes by Boss Man.
Yeah, what a great name. Boss Man Jr.?
Why wouldn't you just go by that?
Nah. Nah. Nah, let him find out.
Is that?
Let that Boss Man sneak up on you.
I think you got to hit over 250 before you can.
If you had a nickname, Nate, what would your nickname be?
So in fifth grade, right before I went into middle school, I tried to give myself a nickname. And it didn't work. I was really obsessed with James Bond. I'd found them all at the library, so I tried to give myself the nickname Dr. No. Yeah. That's also
that
my,
is your new nickname for
it's
real,
also
though.
My initials. And I was like,
why has this been there the whole time?
I was like, this is perfect.
That
this is
perfect.
So cool.
And everything so, like, about you is no.
I tried to like slide it in at like basketball practice.
In reference to what? Like, did you block a shot and be like, Dr. No?
No, I couldn't block shots.
Then what was, how
it'd be like
could
a
you
nice
make it
box
cool?
out. Like, it wasn't.
You box it out and the ball hits the ground.
Yeah.
And you grab read on.
That's a great box out.
By
Dr. No.
Yeah, how can you use that?
I was like, I'm just handing out prescriptions.
Like when you first try to use it.
I feel so sorry for your children.
I would like set a pick and be like, take two of these and call Dr. No in the morning.
You said all that?
No, I didn't. I was a terrible trash talker.
I'm about to say, that's the worst trash talk I've ever heard.
I think I just like slyly asked people and my good friends were like,
"You
that was a freebie.
For a
nickname? That was a freebie and we're not going to do that again.
Yo, shout out to your friends.
Oh, yeah. No, I had good friends. I had good friends that were like, nope, we're not doing that. And then they called me Fabio in middle school, which I'm pretty sure was bullying.
Called you Fabio?
Yeah, I think I got... I thought it was cool at the time, and then looking back now, I'm like, that was sarcastic.
Why Fabio?
Because I wasn't Fabio.
You didn't know you weren't?
No.
What'd you think? You're like,
I didn't know who Fabio
what
was.
What an interesting name these people are calling me. You just went with it?
I was in seventh grade, and a bunch of these high schoolers called me Fabio.
Yo, man, wouldn't you give anything to have a time machine and go back in time and just meet young Nate?
There would be so much we could say to him.
I know. I don't think it'd help. Any of it help. But I'd just like to see it. I'd just like to see it.
Yeah, it was a weird time to be me and homeschooled. And anyway, next topic. You know what? I really don't want to talk about this topic. I haven't done a lot of research about it because Tom Brady's in the title. And so I was like, nope. I'm not going to do this. Do you know why? Because I don't like him. I don't like Tom Brady. I don't like anything he stands for. I don't like that he's going to potentially be in my city in the next month. And I hope it's overcast. And I hope it just rains on him for the whole week. And I hope he gets a cold.
What else? What else do you hope?
I hope the cold turns into pneumonia.
And then he gets sick.
I would like him to be sick enough to like think about life.
Oh, you want his kids to worry about
I want him to have a raised
what
mole.
What a monster.
I want him to get like a raised mole that he has to get checked out. And like ultimately the tests come up negative, but he's super stressed out for like 2 weeks.
You know what? That's
what I want to happen to him.
I can't help you.
But
man.
What did happen to him this past weekend, Nate?
He won. He beat the Chargers at home, which is the only way the Patriots can win in the playoffs.
Are you serious?
They've never won a Super Bowl if they don't have the first round bye. So
how did they get the first round bye?
By being in one of the worst divisions in football. They still have a first round bye handed to them every single year.
The Falcons in the worst division.
They're not playing at home this weekend.
No, they're not. And so that's a little bit of hope. But it's always the NFL. And I don't know if the NFL is ready for the turning of the guards.
So you don't know why he was listening to Miniman?
No, I don't care.
You don't care?
I skip.
Yeah, he's listening to an old 50 Cent song.
I skip
one
articles.
Of the best 50 Cent songs.
One of the best.
That he's. I don't like. I don't think. I might like 3 50 Cent songs. Miniman is my number one. And I don't know why. Because no one has ever, that to my knowledge, wished death upon me. And yet and still, it's one of my favorite songs.
I skip any.
Articles. If you knew the song, you would hate it more. Because the whole song is just like him being like. It's a song 50 talking about where like people coming for me, I'm still here.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Brady.
Oh, you're not going to be able to play this.
So delusional.
There's no way you're going to be able to play this. But it comes on so hard.
Many men wish death upon me. Blood in my eyes out and I can't see. I'm trying to be what I'm destined to be.
Come on.
And niggas trying to take my life away.
No?
Was this on 50 Cent's video game?
Video game? I don't know nothing about that. It might have been on the movie.
Is that like a Grand Theft Auto ripoff?
He had a first-person shooter.
That's right. I remember seeing
50
that.
50 Cent had a video game about shooting.
Had a video game.
Way to turn a nothing into a something.
It's crazy.
I got shot at. What can I do with it? I don't know. Direct a video game about getting shot or shooting people.
I'll make a movie. I'll make a violent video game.
Shout out to 50 Cent.
It's probably cheap because he put all of his music in it.
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah, his voice, his music.
I just want to talk about how Tom Brady is playing 50 Cent. And that lets me know Tom Brady probably hadn't listened to rap music in a long time, because don't nobody play 50 Cent anymore.
That's a good album, though.
I'm not saying it's not. What I'm saying is there's been probably so many others. Like, I feel like that was the last new rapper he knew. Is I'm running that again.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure.
I'm going to run that 50 Cent again. You know, I know that's banging in the clubs, and it's not.
It's not.
It's not. You don't know that. You don't get to say it's not.
It's not.
It's a good What's song, the though. Last rap album you listened to, Nate?
This is a good question.
Man, like all the way through?
Yeah. Sure.
Probably Camp.
Who?
Childish Gambino?
Ugh. All right. I'm not
saying. What was the one before Redbone? I forgot the title of that one, but his. I listened to most of Kanye's last album, and I didn't realize that it looped.
It looped?
That's how much, like, I didn't.
Oh, well, it's only six songs.
Yeah. I was listening to it, and I was like, this sounds a little familiar.
The production is really good.
It is really good.
I don't have a good ear. Rapping. All of my musical knowledge is like 2000s pop rock or what people tell me is good. And I'm like, oh yeah, I'm sure it is.
Yo, we got to put it on our Instagram. People give you albums to listen to. Just people got to do that. No, we did that. I did that for my little cousin on Christmas because he wants to rap.
That was really funny. That was like one of the last things I remember on Instagram.
Yeah, and so he started to listen to some albums, and then he played me some music he had that he's doing. And I was like, keep listening to the albums I told you. Nah, he's getting better. He's getting better. Shout out to my little cousin, man. He out here trying to work.
Yeah, no, I'm not good at the music stuff.
You're not.
I'm not.
You wouldn't even.
Like, you know who else isn't? Brady isn't. So let's stop praising him.
No, he picked a good song, though.
Yeah, he did.
He picked a good song. Like, if there's a song, even we if you hate 50 Cent. We can criticize him
because it's the last good song he could have chosen.
Right.
We can criticize but him he for chose, a lot of things.
He chose a good song. It's a really good song. Gotta go back and listen to it.
Why not? Yeah. I'm not going to listen to it now.
Why?
If you had asked me before this podcast to listen to it, absolutely.
If you were not a Jets fan, would you hate Tom Brady as much as
yes,
you do?
Yes, because
why?
I'm a good person.
So says who?
I hate to watch cheaters and liars succeed.
What?
I think it's my moral compass is why I hate Brady.
This is bad. This is going to end up hurting you. I just want you to know. Yeah.
I think that's it. I think I see it, and I'm just like, yeah, that's not a good way to run your NFL career. And everybody's like, no, it is. He's great. And I'm like,
he is great.
Just try to expose him. It feels like when Lex Luthor won the presidency and Superman's like, this is a villain. And Lex Luthor's like, I'm not. And everyone's like, you're right.
Who do you
not.
Hate more? Tom Brady.
Oh, no.
Or Donald Trump? Took too long. Took too long.
I'm trying to think the right way to answer this.
No, there's only one right way.
I feel like lives are on the line with Trump.
Right.
Which would mean you should answer much quicker than you are.
So it's definitely Trump.
Took way too long. I had to coax that out of you.
But I also feel like I know more about Brady.
How do you feel about Donald Trump's meal? Are we going to talk about that later?
I think that's definitely on the list.
Okay, we'll hit that in a second.
Yeah, which got a lot of thoughts.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to talk about that later.
Yeah, next topic.
Yeah, we'll go next topic.
All right, guys. So Kansas City, they hosted a playoff game. Again, it snowed. Everybody was pumped. Football in snow just looks cool. I've never really played real football in snow. It looks cool every time.
You never played a snow game?
I mean, I've never played like real football. I've played like pickup.
Right.
Pads
like,
and stuff?
Yeah, like 3-on-3 and stuff like that. So Kansas City, though, the fans were scolded. I feel like this happens every time it snows. Fans were scolded for throwing footballs or throwing snowballs on the field.
I wish I was dead.
They hit Andy Reid.
Did they really?
Yeah, they did.
That's quite a target.
Yeah, but
I mean, like,
he's a big dude, man.
With the fat joke.
Yo. With a big red jacket. He looks like the Kool-Aid man. Like, good for them. I was impressed by some of the arms. Because the not all the snowballs were coming from, like, the first few rows.
Yeah, I'd be mad.
Like, these were coming in.
Kansas City's had a history of having terrible quarterbacks.
They were ice balls. That snow had been sitting there for, like, I think 2 days. Like, it really hadn't snowed as much anymore.
And then gravity, if you're throwing it from the upper deck.
That's what I'm saying. We should be more impressed by this. Like, Kansas City has not had a good quarterback until recently for years, right? They've been searching for, like, the big-time quarterback. They didn't know. It was just in their stands throwing snowballs at them this whole time. That's a good arm. To be able to hit, even though he is a larger man, to be able to hit him from that distance, pretty impressive.
I do think if you throw a snowball and you hit somebody, they absolutely have the right to hit you back. I think that should be, I don't know how to enforce that, but if you hit Andy Reid with a football, you have to go down after the game and just line up, just wall ball style, and just line up and just let him whip one at you.
Andy Reid, I think that's only fair. He's not throwing no snowballs.
Well, that means he's getting Mahomes to do it.
Now, that would hurt.
That would hurt a lot.
Yo, if it's that left-handed. Dude throws the ball, I think he can do anything. He's one of my favorite. I've seen no Kansas City games. I've only seen highlights. And I'm like, does he even know how to throw the ball overhanded? Everything he does looks like a sidearm, like a pitcher, and he throws like a 90 miles an hour. Where do they make people like that?
My favorite thing is anytime he does that, baseball Twitter is like, see?
What?
You learn that in baseball.
Oh, he played baseball?
Yeah.
Oh.
That was his thing growing up.
Played shortstop.
Yeah.
For who?
So, like, baseball teaches you how to do that kind of stuff.
High school baseball.
Oh, I mean, I figured he got drafted. He got drafted, right? He had to get drafted.
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah. People get drafted all the time. You know Nelly got drafted?
Yeah, I know a guy that got
Nelly,
drafted.
Nelly, the rapper, was drafted.
Really?
Yes, in like the late round.
By the Band-Aids?
No, by the Cardinals.
Yeah.
Oh, like, really? Before he was a rapper. Yeah, no, legit.
By St. Louis.
He legitimately got drafted as
there
a baseball player.
There's legitimately a Nelly jersey out there somewhere.
No. He never signed. He never. It was like a late, but like out of high school, he got drafted by them. And like
George
like,
Clooney had a workout with the Reds.
Baseball is one of those sports where, like, you don't know you might be a baseball player. Like, you always hear these stories about, like, especially back in the day where people just, like, they were just waiting by the phone. And then it's like, I guess I'm not a baseball player or something. Like, they thought all of a sudden somebody would call them. And be like, yo, we drafted you in the 70th round. And tryouts are, I mean, like, you know, spring training is here. You got to take a bus to get there or something like that. But, you know, it's out there to be had. I'm just saying, man. Shout out to the real athletes sitting in the stands checking snowballs at Andy Reid.
Would you throw a snowball? What athlete do you think you could beat in a snowball fight?
None. I'm not going to be that foolish, but I would throw one at somebody and hide. I've done that before in real life.
Throw it out of hate or fun?
Fun, bro. I remember one of the times it really snowed big, like big time here, and people just walking when I was like on college. People was walking by our house. Me and I don't know if I'm putting nobody else out there, but I definitely threw some snowballs at strangers and then ducked back in the house. Like I would throw them high.
Yeah.
And then I could like time it and then they would walk right into it. Perfect.
Speaking of other crazy things that happened during the games this past weekend, did you guys see the protest girl?
Wait, what?
The girl that was doing the animal rights protest that ran out on the field?
No, that's
they normally don't show them. Where was this?
It was in Foxborough. It was the Patriots game.
Is she protesting like pigskins?
I don't know what animals that she was upset about, but
I mean, there's always animals getting eaten. So,
yo,
there's plenty to pick from if you want to protest.
You could be that person, but if you really want to save an animal, jump into the kitchen up there. That's where they're serving all the burgers and all the whatever. Like,
there's nothing
whatever
to save up there. Those animals are already dead.
There's nothing to save on the field.
Yeah, no, it was dumb.
You could stop somebody from eating a burger. You could have if you would have went to the kitchen.
Yeah.
But you wanted to bring it to the field.
I'll be honest. I'm pretty salty about vegans right now anyway.
Why is that?
They opened up a slutty vegan.
Yo, that is around the corner. Don't you get mad about that?
No. Here's what I'm mad about is there's always a line outside of it, and people decide to park on our street.
Yeah. Oh, that I'm about to be there.
That street is full. I couldn't even put the trash cans at the end of the driveway.
Have you seen the pictures of
this? No, I've heard about this. This is like a movement.
It is a crate, like Snoop Dogg, Timmy. All these people are taking, big boy. All these people are taking pictures of themselves eating these burgers, vegan burgers, and it looks amazing. And when I saw it, I was like, yo, I think that's by Damon's house. And it is?
It is. It's right on the corner.
Watch me be there tomorrow.
I have to walk past it.
Yeah.
I get dropped off at the MARTA station right in front of it, and
be
I got to walk
clear.
Past.
It's going to be like that for a while,
it's
too.
It's so frustrating.
Why are you mad? Why are you mad about local business being successful?
They're parking on my street.
Also, you don't even own a car.
Stop trying to make veganism this cool,
rad, tough
thing.
You mad at this young black woman trying to come up and start a business?
Slutty vegan.
Hold on, man. You're not
going
to come.
Honestly, it looks like it's sponsored by Spike TV.
Clark Atlanta University class 09. You're not going to come.
She shows a lot of love to we, so you need to hold your tongue.
Hold your tongue, bro. It's going to be like that for a while, too.
And you need to keep her name out your mouth.
I didn't never said her name.
I did. I don't like how you're talking about it. No, are you going to go?
I will go and get sides.
What?
Oh my God, Nate.
Meals have meat. And that's what I'm not eating a meatless meal. That's not what I'm doing.
Is that a real thing you're saying right now?
That's
to
a very
microphone?
Real thing
I know
that
for
I'm
a fact that your meal last night for dinner didn't have any meat.
No, not right now. I'm on kind of like a...
What?
I do like protein shakes for a meal.
Shut up.
That's
shut
a
up.
Vegan
shut
meal.
Up.
No,
shut
it's
up.
Not vegan.
Shut up.
It is.
I use milk as much as I can.
No,
well,
you don't get to call that a
the
meal.
Purpose of
you don't
this
get
shake.
To call that a meal, though. You just call it a meal. But you can't call the Slutty Vegan Burgers meals.
No, it's just,
why? You drunk a milkshake.
No, it's just a forest.
You're a 4-year old. You drunk a milkshake and call it a meal. Yeah. This one is a burger.
It's not a burger.
It's a burger patty. Yeah.
Burgers are made from cows or other meats, and they have
Doesn't have to be.
It is.
It's a patty then.
Yeah, it's a patty.
Fine. Eat the patty.
No.
You never had a salad?
Yes, I've had salad.
And it's not a meal?
No, it's not a meal.
Why not? Who says?
I put meat on salad and then it's a meal. I'll have a chicken salad.
Yo.
I'll have a salad.
First of all, you're not
getting salad. Nate, I know what you need. You need your salad tossed. All right. Let's move on.
Whoa. Sleepy Dan is awake. Sleepy Dan is awake. Damn. No, you really need to go to Slutty Vegan.
I'll go to Slutty Vegan. You need the dressing, you know, throughout the whole salad.
I'm fine with Slutty Vegan.
Fully tossed.
I just don't like that I... I blocked in a car with my
Don't
trash
go get
cans.
A sign. Don't go. I mean, don't get a side. Go and get like a burger.
I will, and then I will take it to somewhere that has meat.
No,
and
then eat it there.
Can you just try it? Can you just be open minded for 3 seconds in your life?
Yeah, this is not going to be my full meal. I'm not going to eat a full vegan meal.
Why? You don't think it'll fill you up?
I'm not saying that.
Then what are you saying?
It's a principle thing. I'm not.
You have the worst principle.
I'm not going to eat a vegan meal. It's
you
dumb.
Have the worst principle.
Veganism is dumb.
What? Why?
It's dumb because it doesn't make sense.
Because no, it's. It's the exact same thing that, you know, 3 years ago, you would have sat here and been like, I love Republicans. I love Donald Trump. Then you, like, see the light and you're like, oh, I get the problem.
90% of vegans are just self-righteous.
I'm nearly vegan.
90%.
No.
There's going to be an exception to the rule. I've met some of them.
Yeah.
Most vegans are just completely self-righteous. They think they're superior.
Name two vegans.
My aunt and my cousin.
Family don't count to be like upset at. That's your family.
If you came into this and you threw out stats, which you love so much, that veganism is actually not 100% super healthy for an individual to do as a consistent dietary function, you'd be correct. I think it's like the 50th worst diet is to be a vegan. That would be correct. But it's actually extremely healthy for you to go through like stints of... only eating, like,
I'm not saying you shouldn't have a lot of vegetables and grass and stuff in your diet. If you want to have that, that's fine. If you want to eat some twigs,
God,
on the
you
side,
are such a stereotypical,
yeah, you don't represent
meth
head well.
From West Virginia.
It's dumb. I've seen. There's this girl I worked at with.
It's
Chick-
dumb.
I worked with
it's
her at Chick-fil-A.
It's literally a reflux for you. It's dumb, and then you like fill in the blank.
I worked. I worked with this girl at Chick-fil-A that was a vegan. She passed out on
she wasn't doing it right.
shift. Went to the doctor, and the doctor was like, "Hey, you're not eating enough meat.
You got to find a way to get protein." Like
she had to take protein pills.
I had a vegetarian taco I made, and I made you're gonna really have this. I made the meat was walnut meat.
Yeah,
and it was delicious.
Here's the thing:
delicious.
When the Israelites were wandering in the desert, and they were like, "Man, we really need some food." Was God like, "Hey, here's a vegan patty"? He sent them quail. He was like, "Here's meat." You know why?
No, he said, "Because
I love
manna.
You guys."
He said manna,
quail, and manna.
He sent manna
but
from heaven.
The majority of the time, he just sent manna.
He sent quail, and he was like, "Because I love you guys, and because I'm always right." I think that's a quote from the Message Bible.
I think you would have rejected manna. If quail came on the fourth day, you'd be like, "I'm
Nate,
about to die."
Nate,
I ain't about to touch.
Nate, what,
I ain't gonna eat this unless
what
it's me.
What verse in the Bible is that?
It's Exodus.
Thanks.
Well, funny how you put that together. You know the Exodus of Egypt, and you
yeah,
put that
it was
together.
Like Exodus. I think it's like later in the book. It's like the 20th ish. You know,
how many chapters are in the book of Exodus?
In the book of Exodus, 40.
Bad, bro. What's next?
I'm gonna fact check you while you give the next intro.
Fact check me. Let me know. Next topic: Chicago Bears lost in the playoffs a couple weeks ago. Pretty famously, kicker had a field goal blocked. Fans booed him because
you were right. It's 40.
I'm really good at trivia. Fans were mad because the field goal got blocked. They booed him. They talked big on Twitter. And I'm not exactly sure officially if this was the Bears or just ESPN in Chicago. But they were like, "Hey, we're going to set this up for everybody to come and do. And you can try to kick this field goal like he did." And Chicago, the city of Chicago, went 0 for 100.
Not only that, somebody kicked one and it hit a dude in the nuts.
Yeah, that poor security guy.
Yeah, I was like, "What was you doing so close?"
Somebody gave him a walkie-talkie and a vest, and he was like, "It's going to be a pretty good
I'm
day."
I'm suing. I'm wanting all that Chicago Bears money. Yo, you almost took my life, bro.
I can't believe people signed up for this.
I can't. You would have signed up for this.
No, I would have been like, "You know what? I was wrong to talk that way on Twitter. I absolutely cannot kick a 40 because it's like a 45-yard field goal."
Coward. This is what we talked about last week with the bees.
I do think if I look back, because I did check my Twitter with the whole stuff with Katie Nolan, I am not the I could have guy.
That's even worse.
I did realize that about myself.
You are the what guy?
I'm the you should have.
That's even worse. That's worse.
I don't know what's worse. I don't really
care. No, that is worse.
I'm not here to judge.
At least the could have one have an opportunity to go see if they could have. You're just like, yo, you.
I suck, but you suck too.
You suck.
Yeah. I'm more of like, just do your job. I kept a kid alive today. You kick field goals. Like, we all have our own issues.
You need to do more to keep him alive.
Yeah, I know.
I hope you
go to
the
aquarium. So, this happened.
Bumps off his face.
I did do that. We had to
make sure you don't throw up. Yeah, clean. Like, it's a lot.
Yeah, we dealt with.
You mean tell me you always turn in back to the parents to clean his kid?
Yeah,
he's always clean.
Yeah, I do. I do okay with that.
All right. He don't never have no bumps.
I try to warn him, but it's never my fault. Babies are super.
You don't get
clumsy.
To say that. If the kicker he could have been like, oh man, it got
no,
tipped.
No, it did. His got blocked. The Bears kicker got blocked. I'm not saying his fault.
All right.
Anyway.
Just respect people's process, man.
Sarah Spain, ESPN personality, big sports fan, basically tweeted out, with this whole kicker thing, what else do dumb average Joes think they could walk out and do? And I really think a lot of people think they could do comedy.
Yeah.
I think there's so many people out there that think they could just walk out and start telling jokes and getting laughs.
That's literally how all of us start.
Yeah, but you...
What do you mean?
Because I do think that there's people that just can't do it.
No, that's the thing. No, everybody can do it.
Everybody can physically do it.
Yeah, that means everybody can do it.
Not everybody can do it well.
Exactly. But well is relative. So that's why you can't be like, you can't
do it. That's
another
thing. I think people watch stand-up sometimes. And, I mean, that's how you get hecklers. Is people thinking, this second, I can go up there and do exactly what that guy's doing at exactly his level.
I feel like most hecklers think they're helping. I found that out in talking to people. Most hecklers are like, I'm helping out. We're a team.
Those supportive hecklers, they're almost worse.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see that. But no, what do you think people think they could just be comedians?
Yes. I think there's a lot of people, because I've been around them.
I guess.
It's annoying. You go to open mics and you're like, you thought you could just walk out there.
That's what an open mic is. It's a list of 20 people that have that idea.
You saw two Louis C.K. specials, so you think you can go up there and talk about your penis and now you're golden. It's like, you're not. You weren't ready for this.
I would love to see somebody who was like hidden away for
a long
time.
I love how Nate is like so short, has such a short memory. What's that word? Amnesia. That's not right. Anyway, you've already forgotten that literally this was you like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Don't you ever disrespect the caterpillar?
What if a comic, stop. What if Dave at that mic, instead of walking up to you and being like, hey, man, good go, you know, we're actually putting together a podcast. We should hang out. You suck at this, and I'd like to help you get better. What if instead of that, he was like, this dude thinks that he can get up here and do what I do, just wearing his West Virginia hoodie? This guy didn't even put thought into what he was wearing tonight.
But that's the difference.
Hold on. I just want to say how, like, you described our first interaction is at some point I said, you suck. Let me help you.
Yeah. But that's, A, that's what you need. But I never went up there.
I don't think I did that.
No. Okay. Not in that many words.
Okay.
You're not Damon.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm saying you see people, and this happens. I've noticed it happens a lot in college towns, especially Athens. You see guys go up there that think, I can do this from the bat. I never thought, and I think that's the difference. When you guys go up there and they think that it's easy, and that's the difference.
Why does that bother you? They're going to bomb.
Yeah.
It bothers me because it's like you didn't
respect. Or does it bother you that they don't bomb and that some people are just genuinely able to go up there and do it?
Oh, no. Some people are naturals. Mm-hmm. There's an exception to the rule. I'm saying when you go up there and you see guys that you can tell
Marvelous Miss Maisel
did not try. Did not try.
But when you first start, you don't know what try really looks like. Like, I wouldn't say when I first started,
enjoy the bomb.
I tried.
You know what I love more than anything is when I play golf with someone and they, like, thought they could beat me.
Yeah.
And by hole three, they're like,
yeah.
I like to bury people. That's
you don't like to watch a bomb? Oh, my
no, because there's sometimes that it. Sometimes bombs make me mad because I'm just like,
I mean, my proudest moment of you is when you buried a well-known comic here in the city.
That was fun.
And I was so proud of you in that moment. It might be one of the only moments I've ever been proud of you. But
I mean, statistically, it's like top three.
Yeah, yeah. For sure.
Yo, you don't like bombs?
It's yeah. It all depends on the context. I love when I see bomb. A comic that I know every and I bomb. Like when they bomb. Oh,
see, I'm the type that like hides my head underneath the pillow.
Yeah, I know.
Because I'm
whenever somebody's bombing, I'll be the only laugh they'll hear.
And it's terrible.
I'll be the only laugh, and it's a loud. Ha ha! You know, if you hear that from me, you are bombing, and I am enjoying it.
That happened in North Carolina for Nate. Yeah.
It was terrible.
I think I did hit you with those laughs.
Shout out to Highlands, whatever your college name is.
Yeah, NC Wesleyan.
Oh, yeah, that Wesleyan. One.
Thanks,
yeah.
Guys. That was
fun, though.
That was the longest drive home. It was like a 7-hour drive, but I was like, this is a 15-hour drive.
It's
like,
cross country, right?
It's the weekend.
Yeah. You got to learn to enjoy people's bombs, man. It's so fun. Maybe you're not there yet, but man, you watch somebody that you know that they thought they were good and they bomb. Oh, my God. Like, that makes me happier than when I do well, is watching somebody bomb.
Would you rather get a late night special or be guaranteed that Tom Brady would never win another football game again?
Man, I'd rather have a special.
Oh, okay, but then Tom Brady wins every Super Bowl for the next
five
years.
It's going to happen regardless, because I'm happy. That's the thing. Like, Tom Brady's going to keep winning as long as my life is doing okay. That's what I've learned.
I just love how the whole world revolves around you.
The only bomb I did enjoy was I was at a show and there's this one comic outside and he was talking about Seinfeld's new special.
Uh-huh.
And he was like, it was pretty self-indulgent.
Oh, man.
And I was just like, man, I hope you're never successful at comedy.
I love watching new comics
like,
talk
oh,
about
gosh.
It.
Oh, my you're going to call. Yeah, maybe it was. He can be. You know why? Because he's my greatest comedian of all time. He's on the Mount Rushmore.
I laugh. The reason why I laugh, though, is because I sounded like those comics when I started.
For sure.
So it's like, I know what it looked like.
But it's so funny to me how quickly people forget what it is to start anything.
Yep.
And to like have that like bold, audacious like dream, like I can do this.
I can do it.
And so it happens everywhere, and it generally happens to the best of us, and those that are the most successful all were like the newcomer.
Mm-hmm.
Like literally there's a kid who we just hired today at Oust, and he started doing making films, doing videography 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
That kid could crush 95% of the people in this
yeah,
city.
Yeah, he's working.
And so it's like,
yeah.
Yeah, it's very hard to be a good filmmaker,
mm-hmm.
but it's not.
I think there's ambition and then there's an unwillingness to pay dues. And that's what I don't like. It's people who don't think they have to pay dues.
Sure.
Next topic.
What we got next?
Nate just had to pay a whole lot of dues.
Yeah, and I paid a lot. And it's not fun. Serena Williams, greatest tennis player of all time, now has a new endorsement. She is now the ambassador for Bumble.
How does that work? Is she married?
She is married. Did they meet on Bumble?
They better not have. You better not. No,
he's a billionaire and she's a millionaire. Yeah. Billionaire.
So right off the bat, I'm just kind of like, this is the worst possible people. Because Bumble is not for successful billionaires.
Wait, Serena is the new spokesperson for Bumble?
For Bumble.
Who in her camp approved that?
That check must have been nice. That's all we know. That check must have been nice. Whatever it was, that check must have been like, yeah, I'll make it work.
Who should be the spokesperson for Bumble?
Man.
Tiger Woods.
Matthew McConaughey.
I was going to say 03 Derek Jeter. Like 03 Derek Jeter.
Swipe right to earn a signed baseball by Derek
Or A-Rod. There are certain athletes that had a run. Derek Jeter. I remember they posted like the
Halle Berry.
Oh yeah. Oh, yeah. Jessica Alba.
Nah, I don't. Is she like a mom now with like kids and she has like all
this? Oh, no. I thought we were just listing women that Derek Jeter dated.
Oh.
Oh, no. I was just listing women that I would swipe right on.
Yeah.
I didn't know
and
we
I'm
should.
Married.
Would you download? Would you risk Allison finding Bumble on your phone if I told you there was a less than 10% chance that Halle Berry's on there?
No, absolutely not. I'm happily married. But I'm just thinking, who is the one woman that 99.9% of the men in this world would swipe right on? Halle Berry is in that list.
She up there. But she ain't been out. Like, last few Halle Berry movies, they've done a good job making her not look like Halle Berry. So she kind of, I didn't say she fell off legitimately, but on screen. Because you already know, you always know, Halle Berry is about to be, she about to go through some trials when she have curly hair. When they put her in curly hair, when they put Halle Berry in curly hair, she about to lose a kid. She about to struggle with some kind of addiction or something like that. And she about to cry an ugly cry. And it's about to be a movie that we really not going to watch, but we're going to see the preview and be like, all right, Halle, but we're not going to love the movie. It's a fact. And she probably going to drive a minivan. That's the last like four movies. I feel like that's all it's been. Stop putting Halle Berry in curly hair. We don't want to see that no more.
Can I be honest with you guys?
Go for it.
I've never been on Bumble ever. I couldn't even tell you what it looks like.
Well, yeah.
I can believe that.
You got married before it happened.
Yeah, you got the game before all the tragedies hit the world, man. No, but I'm very envious of people that got married. When did you get married again? What year?
2012.
2000. Oh, yeah. Man. Yo, you came out good, bro. Came out real good.
Yeah, because that was like right on the cusp.
No, 2010.
Yeah, I was about to say, I felt like it was wrong.
That was wrong. I did the math in my head like 8 years ago.
When you were saying it, as you were saying it, the way you did, I was like, I don't know if that's right, but I'm not going to. I want to help, but I can't help.
Dan's going to edit this.
My 8th anniversary is in June.
It's going to be like, nice. Oh, yeah, 2012.
No, not editing it. It's like way that. Too late to go back and edit. I have to be up at 5:30 in the morning. Yeah.
No, Bumble's crazy. It's crazy, and like I get what Serena's doing because like if you're married, you won the game. But at the same time, I don't know. There's certain people, like, if you don't really understand what Bumble is and you understand the struggle of having to Bumble.
Yo, you lucky to get out.
I'm going
to
be real. If I was her husband right now, I'd be like, Bumble? I'm a billionaire. You don't actually have to do the, like, advertising side of this world.
Yeah. But maybe she, like, thought the commercial. I can't understand why. Why she
did
want
a
to do
dope
it.
Visa commercial. She that did was a dope really Nike commercial.
Wasn't it Chase too? Didn't she?
Yeah,
Chase?
She did the incredible Chase.
Yeah,
like high AAA.
Yeah.
What?
So we got to see what it looks like. Maybe it looks good. Maybe it makes sense. I don't know. Cause Bumble does this thing where they try to like on
the balls
Bumble.
In your court. It's there is the tagline.
Is that really
I saw it? Yeah.
All right. Sorry, Serena. Right. That was trash move. You can't win them all.
Bumble. I will give Bumble credit for being. They're a little ambitious. They have Bumble Business.
Yeah.
And Bumble business. BFF. You can swipe for
just
friendship.
Just friendship.
What do you swipe for in Bumble Business?
Like,
apparently,
oh, jobs?
There's like jobs.
Jobs. Or like, yeah. So they're like, I mean, I've never used those two sites. No.
But Bumble BFF sounds so much creepier.
Yeah. If you're a dude out here using Bumble BFF.
If you just swipe and you're like, I just want to be friends.
I just want to be cool. I just want to be cool. But really.
Yeah, I'm not trying really to be. I'm, yeah.
Maybe one day I'll swipe right on you on the other side.
Can I ask you? Nah, Nate, I can't. I won't put you on blast. I'll edit this out.
Go for it.
I was just going to ask. You seem to be in a happy dating situation. Okay. Are you still swiping right?
No, I deleted
Bumble. He deleted the app. I know for a fact he deleted the app.
I deleted Bumble.
That's what's up, man. Hey, that's what's up. Get out these streets.
Also,
listen.
Like, let's not act like I deleted something where I was batting a lot.
Yo, you was getting some swipes though.
Yeah, I mean, I've been on less than a handful of Bumble dates.
All right,
they're always weird.
Yeah,
and they're always the problem is when both people don't acknowledge the awkwardness. When one person comes in trying to be like, I'm just gonna forget that we met on Bumble. It's like, no, we met on a weird thing where we both probably swiped right on the potty. Like that's.
Yeah, you too old to say potty.
That's
bro.
Yeah,
you too old.
I realize
everything you about to say. You too. I can't hear you right now.
Did
you say
oh
potty?
My God. As it was coming out of my mouth, I was like, "No,
potty." Yo, you like that? Like one of those like all those sitcoms of the stay at home mom, and they're like, "I gotta get out the house. I've been around these kids too long. I say potty."
I've said potty so much.
Why do you say potty to that kid?
Because you gotta
bathroom.
Go, you gotta go
you
potty.
You gotta go to the bathroom.
You gotta go potty.
He can't understand bathroom.
You gotta go tinkle or poo poo.
No. Why don't you just give him real words?
If you wanna get
it's
a
cringeworthy.
If you wanna get a gummy bear, you have to use the potty.
You mean to tell me you don't he's old enough to understand bathroom and poop or
there's
whatever.
There's been a couple of times I said toilet and he looks scared.
Say bathroom.
He doesn't know what he's gonna do in the bathroom. Like he's
you got all day to teach him one thing. He can learn that. It's that like, way you don't have to come around us and say poop.
I didn't mean to.
Potty.
I apologize for saying potty.
You said potty,
it's
bro.
It's offensive.
I'm offended. I am offended.
It felt terrible.
It should. You should feel ashamed of yourself.
Like, can we edit that out?
No,
can
we're leaving that in.
We've edited
we're
it
calling
out.
This episode Nate Says Potty. And we're going to let everybody roast you
it was
for saying
so,
potty.
Oh, God. I've never had that
and
happen
you said
before.
Tinkle.
The P word.
Yeah, tinkle.
Oh,
and what
man.
Was the other one you used? What else did you say to him?
Poopy.
No.
Stop.
Look, I go by what
can
the parents...
Can we go to the next topic?
I adopt the parents' vocabulary. It's not
stop.
Up to me.
Stop. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. That's your time to help him grow as a man.
Next
get
time.
Get your ass on that toilet and use and take a shit.
I mean, that was a bit much.
I want you to drop a deuce.
Yo, yeah, yeah, teach him that.
Yeah, go drop a deuce, Rowan.
Yes.
Two-year-old.
Why not, man?
Go take a whiz.
Let him learn.
Go see a man about a horse.
I mean, I told my son when he shit in the bathtub today.
You were like...
That I was like, why did you just shit in the bathtub?
Yeah.
That was not a cool thing to do.
It's going
to
be fun when he repeats that to strangers.
I like that, Dan.
Next time.
He'll know.
No, it happened in the car the other day where Allison said shit, and he goes, shh. We were like, whoa.
It happens quick.
Yo, that's hilarious.
Potty train is miserable. This kid pulled a muscle trying to get a gummy bear. I feel bad for him. Next topic.
What?
Speaking of children, the president had the Clemson National Championship team up to the White House amidst a ridiculous government shutdown. And so there's no staff at the White House because everybody's shut down. And so what did Trump do, being the innovator he is? He just got fast food.
Bro.
He got a lot of burgers.
Who? Burgers.
He get the burgers. Tweeted out that he bought him a lot of burgers.
He did get burgers.
That's what he tweeted out. B-E-R-D-E-R-S. And he did. He got a lot of fast food. It's such a ridiculous story. The first thing that popped in my head was in the first Kingsman movie when Samuel L. Jackson gets McDonald's delivered. And I was like, oh, Trump is a supervillain. Like, he's watching movies, and he was probably like, that was a great move.
Yo.
Buying McDonald's for the super spy.
I'm not going to sit up here, because all the internets have been blasting everybody, blasting Trump for getting him fast food. I'm not even mad at that. I'm not mad. I don't think it's ideal. I'm not mad at that, because we've all had some kind of fast food. What we should be mad at is how it was definitely cold fast food. There's no way it was warm. And who is excited? Imagine going, like, I'm going to the White House. He gonna serve us McDonald's. Be like, you know what? I can live with that. And then you open it up, and it's the Big Mac is cold. The cheese is floppy because it ain't melted on there no more.
Yeah.
You got cold. You got leftover fast food at the White House. That's where you should be upset. Because don't act like all of these kids wasn't eating McDonald's or wasn't eating Burger King or whatever it was. We should be mad at that. We should also be mad that they served it on presidential, like,
sliders.
Yes. They served it on the presidential plates and all that stuff. That's the same. We met, like, leaders of countries, and we served them food on this. And then we also get put Big Mac on there. He should be ashamed of himself.
I'm just upset that they didn't put Chick-fil-A on the spread.
Listen. I am too. Yeah. I would be.
Yeah.
I literally have a team from the South.
At least Bojangles. I think that's more popular in South Carolina, but.
What?
Why you do that?
For Clemson. I'm just saying, if you did any sort of research.
What?
What? Bojangles is fine. It ain't no Chick-fil-A.
No, it's not. Chick-fil-A is number one. But I'm saying, I believe, like, Bojangles is a big, like, Clemson thing.
That'd have been too much effort for him to do that. Also, give me a man. Because the way he talked about it, he was like, I'm going to get them all their favorite food. He didn't even ask them what they wanted. And then he's a billionaire, and he was just like, yo, I pay for all this. I pay for all this. I'm such a... You're a billionaire.
He tried to be impressive.
You bought a bunch of 2-for-5 McDonald's meals, and we supposed to be impressed by this? Terrible.
How validated do the Warriors feel right now?
Oh, incredibly validated.
Forget them. Alabama eventually came out the winner.
I just... he in his speech to the team, he was like, I knew I wanted to get something that both you and I liked. This is one of my favorite things. And, like, I was like, of course it is. Of course you love a Big Mac.
Oh, yeah. He looks like every person that I see at McDonald's when I'm there.
Yo.
I feel like we're living in an alternate universe where he stole the book, like, Biff.
Yeah.
And, like, he somehow, like, knew this cheat codes to get to the top.
Yeah. I'm more convinced now that he is actually a bunch of children stacked on top of each other.
Okay. Little Rascal
Little
style.
Little Rascal style with, like, they just got some old hit. Here's why. Couple things. One, obviously, bought all these Big Macs and chicken nuggets and stuff like that. Two, have you noticed what he's been wearing lately? All his clothes look 14 sizes too big. Like, as if there are children hidden underneath there. Three, he can't finish whole sentences, and he probably uses stuff, like you said, potty and stuff like that on a regular basis.
It also explains why his face is a different color than everything else, because they probably washed that too many times.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you ever had, like, zip-off pants? And, like, you wash the top of the pants too many times.
This is foreign to me.
And you try to zip them back, and you're like, oh, they're two different colors.
I don't even know what you're talking about right now.
The pants that zip at the knees. You guys never had those growing up?
The who, the what's?
I had them, but I don't talk about them.
What are you talking about? I don't know anything about this.
I had this pair of pants that they
unzip. Sound like you didn't have pants. Sound like you had pretend pants. things that wanted to be pants and weren't quite pants.
They had these.
Is that what you had?
Yeah, they had these legs.
Don't call them pants, bro. You can't call vegan food a meal. You're not going to sit up here and make me call make me call pretend pants real pants if they got zippers at the knee. Boy, you better be out your mind trying to make these pants. They're not pants. You can make them not pants. There's a zipper on it. Go ahead with your story.
So I had these trousers that
nope.
You could zip off the sleeves at the knees. So uh-huh. You could make them shorts.
Okay.
It was too hot. But the problem was like,
I need multi-purpose pants.
If like it's one of those days, like 78 during the day, and then gets down to like 52 at night.
You want
that
back in your life, don't you?
I like. You do. I will never wear them. It's like cargo pants. I'll never wear cargo pants. Was on, but I liked the convenience of the extra pockets.
If the zipper was on the inside and nobody could see it, you would wear it, wouldn't you?
I would be tempted, but I wouldn't.
I don't believe it.
Look, I got to be honest. I would be very tempted. I'd be like, man, that would be really
I think
convenient.
You would, bro. I think you would.
It'd be great for work when I walk to work in the mornings and it's chilly, but by the afternoon when we go to the park, it's warm. That'd be nice. Anyway, I wore the shorts mm-hmm. for like a whole summer, so my mom washed them a lot.
Yeah.
And then in the winter when it got cold, I tried to zip the bottom half back on, mm-hmm. and they were a different color. The top hat faded.
So you're saying that's what these hypothetical
I think
kids...
the kids wash the face too much.
Yeah.
Like wash the mask too much, and that's why it's off-colored.
It is bizarre.
That was a long way to go for not a great line about President Trump's orange face.
I really am glad we got to talk about your convertible shorts.
It is the weirdest. This is the weirdest.
Oh, man. That's
it
what they were
surreal.
Called.
You saw the people had to light the candle. They had to light the candle. They had to light a candle in the Oval Office. Or not the Oval Office. We're in the White House. They lit a candle to make it somehow like luxurious.
Yeah.
They lit a candle over a Big Mac. Can we talk about that? A whole candle. Probably made for the president.
It was a presidential candle.
Yeah.
And then the picture of him with his arms stretched out like Last Supper style.
Yeah.
With Lincoln behind him, and you're just like, man, if that's not...
Did you see the kid from Clemson that came with the AirPods?
No.
I don't know what this kid was. Some dude, and it was all over the internet. He had the AirPods out, which everybody knows means he's living life of luxury. So that means he showed up the White House like, I'm stunting on him. I got my AirPods in. Can't nobody tell me nothing. Came in there and saw a plate of Big Macs and stuff like that from McDonald's. He looked at the food like, I'm better than this. And you are. If you got AirPods
you
in here.
You're a champion.
You better than this. Again, Alabama, even when they lose, they win. Even when they lose, they win.
My favorite part, too. So Quavo said, I'll show Clemson how it's done. He invited the champs to hit QC headquarters.
QC headquarters? What's that?
I assume that's his office.
What you doing?
I don't know. That's what he said.
He was a Georgia fan.
He said, come by QC headquarters anytime. I want to show Clemson Tigers and POTUS how champs are supposed to be treated.
Quavos, chill out, man. You ain't got to be in everything. Just chill out, bro. Why are you making moves without the rest of the Migos? That's your
much?
Problem. That's all they problems. You, as Migos, move together. You can't be making individual Migo moves. It's Migos. Not Migo. All right, I'm sorry. Yo, next topic. It's your grandma's favorite topic. It's Nate Hates. Nate, what are we hating on this week?
All right, so we're about to find out if a couple of my cousins listen to the podcast.
Uh-oh.
I'm just going to put this out there. I do not hate them. I love my cousins. There's very few things on earth they could do to make me not love them. I'm just going to put that out there. But they wore matching pajamas for Christmas with their dogs. And it made me upset that that company even exists. That made me so mad. Like, I feel like my cousins are just users. Like, I'm going after the source. That there's a company out there that is being proven right. That it's financially successful to make human pajamas and then be like, you know who else needs pajamas? Dogs. And they made them. And people buy them. Stop buying pajamas for your dog. Stop buying clothes for your dogs in general. But especially pajamas. Dogs don't need to be comfy. Dogs sleep everywhere, all the time, in any condition. I've seen dogs sleep in parking lots hungry. Like, they don't need pajamas. They especially don't need pajamas that are human pajamas. Stop putting human pajamas. God gave them pajamas. It's called fur, and they're fine. They've never complained. It's just ridiculous that somebody was like, we need to make pajamas for dogs. Not only that, we need to make different breeds, and we need to cut a little hole for the tail for little dogs, and people are going to dress up and take pictures, and then they were proud. Stop being proud that you matched your dog. Stop doing that. It's so ridiculous that people see this. And they did. They saw it. And they were like, these are the pajamas we want to match with our dog. And then they waited. They paid for shipping. And they eagerly awaited dog pajamas. And they were like, is it today? UPS drove by. Is it today? Today I get the pajamas that are going to match me and my dog. It's an animal.
What kind of pajamas were they?
I don't know.
You see the picture?
Probably Christmas. I saw the picture for maybe half a second. And I was like, man, I love them. But I cannot support this current pajama dog movement.
Did they have the hole for the tail?
Yes.
All right. Now, here's my real question. If there's a hole for the tail, how do they use the restroom? Like, it has to get on the clothes, right?
Yeah.
No dog's like, I got to unbutton real quick. Clap, clap. Like,
no, I don't think there's a butt flap.
There's no underside.
Is that how it works?
It's just like a cape.
They just put a cape on their dog?
Yeah.
That's so much, that's almost
worse. And like
worse.
Arms and legs, but like there's nothing like, no, nothing on the belly.
See, okay. It would have made it a little bit better if they had to take these off for the dogs to poop, but they're like, no, we got that covered. So now there's a little bit of pee on these. That's just how it works. There's a little bit of pee on your dog pajamas, and then they sit in your lap, and you take a Christmas picture, and you're like, you know who needs to see this? The World Wide Web. We need to get this out there forever. It's ridiculous. Stop doing this. Companies, stop enabling.
Can I ask a West Virginia question?
Sure.
You keep calling these people cousins, but it sounds like they're also married.
I mean, Ben is my cousin. Chelsea is not,
but she's not your cousin. Oh, so they're not related.
We know Ben.
Oh, Ben's good people, man.
Look, listen, Ben is a great guy.
You're not
going
to disrespect Ben like that. I love Ben. Maybe he had a good reason for this.
He kept saying cousins, but then they had a dog, I was confused.
How do you introduce your cousin and their
spouse?
My
cousin and her husband.
Even like in conversation?
Yeah.
You're like, hey, I'm hanging out with my cousin.
Yeah, they don't get just be a cousin if you're married. That's not
Yeah.
How. You just don't just say plural, just cousins?
Nah.
One because I don't like some of my cousin's choices. Yeah. They're not family.
Oof. I didn't know that was an option.
I respect that stance. I respect that.
Just throw everybody in the same pot.
Now everybody don't get
cousins.
To be my family.
I got some kids that I would describe as my cousins that aren't my cousins. They're my cousin's brother-in-law's kids. And I'd be like, it's my cousins. They're at the family stuff. So that's
you
like,
only
why
do
not?
That if you, you're right. If you're cool with them, you do it. But I don't just throw the cousin out there for people.
Yeah.
So if you were hanging out with your cousin and their spouse one weekend, you would be like, hey, I'm heading up to hang out with my cousin
and her husband.
That's what I say.
Really?
Yeah.
Man, I've just been saving time. Just cousins.
Yeah, I got a cousin who's a listener to this show. And her husband's dope, and I still say cousin and her husband.
Mm-hmm. Man, maybe that's just me.
It is. Yeah. It is definitely just you.
But what's not just you is the dog costume thing. It's weird.
Yeah. We can agree on this.
It's because also, like, and this is going to get, I don't want to get too cute. Dogs are already pretty cuddly.
All right.
I like dogs. They're already sweet and soft and cuddly. You don't need to build a bear with a dog. You don't need to make a theme for your dog. Their theme is dog.
It depends on what the pajamas are.
No.
If they were some dope pajamas, like, all right. If the pajamas matched some sort of dog that was a cartoon dog that was like a superhero family, right? So the Incredibles, do they have a dog? I don't know. I don't remember.
So underdog pajamas.
Something that matched an already dog that's like ridiculous. Then I'm like, cool. But if you want your dog
looking
like it's on.
I'd be okay with one situation for dogs to wear pajamas.
What's that?
And that would be turning it into a velociraptor.
Yeah, I'm cool with that. When they make the dogs, when they give them, I'm totally cool with that.
So you're good with dog costumes?
In that very specific instance.
Just velociraptors? not costumes.
I'm actually 100% cool with that, Dan.
Any other dinosaur or just raptor?
Just velociraptor.
Okay.
And I would like it to run around and scare the little children.
Okay. Ooh, wait. I also like it when people dress up like labs and they make them look like lions. When they gave them manes. I mess with that because that scares people all the time. Because some people are like, that's a little mini lion running around my neighborhood. And then people
freak out.
Can I
ask you a black question?
Go for it. I love black questions.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a new segment called.
Yo, we might just found a new segment. This is dope.
I've been wanting to ask a black friend of this so long and I keep forgetting to ask. In my neighborhood, you know the neighborhood I live in. Yes. We don't need to say it out loud, but you know the neighborhood. It is a safe neighborhood.
Yes.
Yet. If you are black walking in my neighborhood,
you got a stick, right?
What is with the stick? Or a bat?
Yeah.
Or a piping?
This is a brand new stereotype.
You didn't know about this?
No. Is it just in this neighborhood?
It's any neighborhood. If you're black walking around, you gonna have a stick.
Well, can you explain this to me?
You don't know who dog's out. You don't know who dog's out. You don't know whose dog is
There's
out.
There's literally.
We listen.
You'll pass 20 or 30 white people running down the block.
That's fine. Black people don't take chances. You're gonna learn one thing about baby. We not go. Cause the day we don't have the stick, the dog comes, and then we like, this is why you have the stick. You was hanging around white people too much, and you thought you was too cool.
Do you realize that the stick actually could be entice a dog to like?
Look, we gonna better ourselves. We wish that dog. See, we don't walk around with like, I hope I don't see a dog. Have you ever heard Kings of Comedy and Tetra Entertainment had this joke? Black people walking around like, I wish you would. Like, that is our mentality. So it's not like, oh, this dog, I might have to fight. It's like, I wish a dog would come over here, me and this bat. Somebody gonna lose their dog.
It fascinates me.
Listen, I know exactly what you said. I was like, oh, yeah, the stick. Everybody got a stick. Who don't have, this might end up being a new bit. Everybody got, like, I used, like, yeah, you run with a stick. Stick, bat, something. Everybody. I got you, Dan. That's a very easy black question. Of course everybody got a stick.
What's your go-to?
Me?
Yeah.
Stick? Like, as far as, I like having a bat, but I prefer a stick. I feel like it's a fair fight. I don't want to hit a dog with a bat, yeah. But a stick might be like, you know what I'm saying?
Like, I saw this very nice lady.
Yeah.
Carrying like just literally a metal pipe.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I was like, that's a weapon.
Yeah, but we ain't gonna use it unless we need it. Listen, black people don't feel safe most times. Especially, you know what I'm saying? So like we like I'm not gonna get taken out by a dog that I could have prevented if I had a stick. That's not the way we're ready to go. Got we can't it. Go out like that.
It's fascinating me.
That and
like
hilarious.
In groups too, like yeah. With multiple sticks.
Yeah. Oh yeah, we all like Ninja Turtles. We gonna come with them. We got sticks. We ready to go. That's like, a real thing. I'm glad you asked that question because a lot of people wouldn't ask that question. But yeah. It's a very simple answer. Yo, we not
it's
about
dogs though.
Also, this too probably. Here's the thing too. I feel like a lot of black people who maybe are in this neighborhood weren't always in this neighborhood. So the neighborhoods they used to run around in probably used to have that wild pit bull that didn't nobody never had no chain on or a Rottweiler that everybody like, hey, you gotta watch that. So it's just like, hey. I gotta be ready.
Got it.
Gotta be ready. That's all I'm saying. That's an excellent question. Hey, we're gonna have to ask that. We're gonna have to add that as a segment. That might be a new segment.
Can I ask a black question?
Yeah, can I ask a black question? Yo, listeners, if you like that as a segment.
You should be a patron.
Yeah, you should be. First of all, you should be a patron. But if you're not, just as a listener, if you want this to continue to be a part of the show, let us know. Because I thoroughly enjoyed that one. Because I knew exactly what it was like. Oh, Dan, I got you. That was good. I enjoyed this.
The more you know. We're going to heal America. One question at a time.
Yep.
Next topic. Phoenix Suns player Devin Booker. he's having kind of a tiring season, I believe. It turns out he's got two women pregnant right now. And apparently has a third that's saying she's his girlfriend.
Wildin', bro.
Three different women. The one right now, Taylor Vesci.
She an Instagram model?
She is.
Yo, they be
Instagram model is like, wait a second, we're dating. And two other women are like, well, I'm having his baby. And he's just like, nothing.
What are you going to make an announcement? He's like, low.
I didn't know it was going to be like recruiting day where he's got like three hats in front of him.
He's like, oh, these my hats. What a dummy. You just, listen, it is fascinating to me when you can almost track the trajectory of like NBA athletes. That rookie year, this is what happened. Rookie year, you come in, wide eye, whatever. Second year, you get tattoos because you got a summer with a bunch of money. You don't do nothing. Every second year player comes in with a sleeve. It never fails. Third year, whoa, you got a couple baby mom. Like, they got a baby mom. It's like, you know, there's somebody around. It never fails. So I don't know what they're telling them at the beginning of the season when they had these rookie symposiums, but it is not working. Somebody got to be up out there and be an example. Like, look, man, I could have kept all my money, but these Instagram models got to me. Turn off Instagram. Turn off Instagram, or don't follow nobody. Cause they coming. They will come for you. If you got money, they will come for you. Devin Booker by the loot. What he sound like, a big extension?
Oh, huge.
Huge extension. Now he can't keep. He lost. That is cutting 2/4 at this point. Cause it's 2/4 gone. You never think about that. That is half.
Can you imagine if Antonio Cromartie had Instagram?
Well, he didn't need it. He didn't need it.
He was 25 kids.
He didn't need. But it's how many?
He had, I believe, eight kids by 10 women, something like that.
Evander Holyfield is the same way.
Whew.
Yeah.
Is he?
Yeah. Elijah Holyfield has like 7 or 8 brothers and sisters by different women.
Bro, and that's when it was tough to contact people.
I guess.
Now it's just like at your fingertips. Everybody is technically at your fingertips.
Yeah, they will show up. I'm going to let you, they will show up in your DMs.
He's speaking of...
These girls will show up in your DMs. You out here minding your business, trying to prepare for your own life.
Love is season one,
and they will be
the
like,
Oprah
"Hey,
picture.
What you up to? Nothing. Ain't up to nothing. You ain't getting none of this. Nothing. Just like yo. I mean, again, it's easy. Like Chris Rock bit about like, listen, you know, man's only faithful as options, and so most of the athletes got you know $1 million options. So, but I'm just saying, keep your millions. Get off Instagram. Just get off Instagram.
Is it only Instagram?
Instagram is, listen, it's these women's best tool.
It's crazy.
I know people, have you ever watched, like, some of you follow, you're like, I don't know what this girl do, but she is never in this country. I'm like, what kind of banker is she? Like,
how many people with pools do you know?
Pools. You don't even know. Pools. You ain't coming out for no pool. They want to be the term is get flowed out. Flued out. You want to get flued out. That is the term.
Is that the
they fly you out, bro. They fly you out. You rappers, ballers, all of them, they fly you out. Crazy. Keep your money, gentlemen. Keep your money. Go to church. Find you a good woman. They can cook. None of these girls probably can't cook. They don't care about you. They just want your money, and then you fourth of it gone. Two checks. I don't get it, man. You ain't gonna get me, bro.
It's just, it's so crazy. 0-3.
0-3. He said he's 0-3.
I mean, two babies and then just another. But the thing is, like, apparently all these women like don't know about each other.
Oh, they know.
Well, now they're all kind of like playing Game of Thrones with him.
They all know. That's the thing. They all know. Do you know there's an app called Baller Alert?
Yes.
There's an app somebody designed to be like, hey, man, it's a man in this city and they got money. Here's where the balls be at. And then probably an app, but it goes off. Terrible.
Just push notification?
Yeah, it's a push notification. They know. They all know.
It's crazy.
It is. It's wild. I'm sorry.
I don't know if you're a listener. We're trying to help.
You ain't got time to listen. You got to go earn. Listen, you should always be working because your check is about to be gone.
He needs the Bumble. That's what he needs, that Bumble contract. Serena doesn't.
Yeah.
Help book her out. And he just donated. I mean, in his credit, he donated a bunch of money to families in need in Phoenix. But it's like, man, I don't know how much of that contract you got left.
Yo, how you going to tell your kids, like, yeah, I met your mama on Instagram? Well, how? Was it like you saw her performing something? Nah, she was just slid into my DMs. Then I flew her out. And then there you came. Like, most of the people not even giving their kids good stories. You know, most like the younger generation, they don't have good stories about their parents. Nobody has good stories no more about their parents. It's just sad. I'm thinking about the kids.
The night it all went bad for Devin Booker.
Uh-oh.
March 24th, 2017.
Uh-oh.
He dropped 70.
Oh.
And then I guarantee you.
Oh, yeah. Probably was on SportsCenter more than he'd ever been. The alert went out. Like, not only he's a ball, he's about to get paid. Because he got the extension, last year?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. After dropped 70. Everybody. And this thing, these women be knowing how much you bake, how much you get. Yo, they be knowing.
He needs James Harden to take him out to lunch and just help him out a little bit.
James Harden got kids.
If anybody has played through these kind of off-court situations, it's Harden.
Yeah.
James Harden's got kids?
I don't know if he has kids. I'm assuming, though.
I know there's a lot of rumors with him and Instagram.
It's not rumors. James Harden's like, I want...
the strip club thing?
Yeah.
He had a jersey retired. And a strip club. He has now successfully fought off the Kardashian curse. And it's like, look, I mean, good for him.
Shout out to that.
Keep fighting and help Booker out.
Anyway, what we got next?
Staying in the NBA, Oklahoma City Thunder are retiring their first ever jersey, and it is Sonic/Thunder legend Nick Collison. He was with them his whole career, so now his number 4 will hang in the rafters forever. Is he worthy?
Yeah.
He's worthy of retirement?
Absolutely. He's a fan favorite, and then he picked the number 4. Don't nobody care about number 4.
I've never seen a number 4 in basketball.
Chris Webber had number 4.
Did he?
I'm pretty sure he was number 4.
Okay.
But it's not a number people. Like, imagine if he would have got 23, like a number everybody want, and then he would have just had to retire 23.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, this is, you know, this works. It's number 4. Nobody's going to miss it. It's not a base. It's a baseball number.
Yeah. Was that what was your number in baseball?
25 and, like, 19.
Okay.
I don't remember why 19.
Basketball? What'd you go with?
Was that 40-something? I think I was 40, 21? No, 41? I think it was 21. I think so.
Okay.
I don't remember. I never cared. I was talking about basketball today with my, like, I was terrible. I was talking about that the other day with my folks. Did you try hard in basketball?
Yeah.
Man, I never did.
It wasn't good.
I didn't try hard in any sport. I realized that. I had a whole conversation with my family about how, like, I didn't try hard in any sport.
You were my worst nightmare.
Why?
Because I'll just be like, what's the point? Why are you even out here?
I didn't try hard at all. Like, I had plans, like, in practice. Oh, my goodness. I knew how to, this one, I was like, am I a psychopath? I knew how to look like I hustled. I was very good at looking like I hustled.
Wow.
And I never hustled once.
Yeah, that's a sociopath.
Maybe. But I was all about the game. I don't care about practice.
Practice.
So I love AI. I was like, he speaks to me.
Not the game.
Practice. Bro. Practice. Yeah. I used to know how to, like, there's a certain way. If you move your head like hard enough when you run, people are like, man, that is hustling. It's not. It just, I move my head, and it makes you like you're putting a lot of effort into the situation.
What would you, how would you feel if your school retired your jersey?
What school? I don't exist.
Whatever
all
you,
my schools are gone.
Whatever your senior year was.
That's what I'm saying. Still doesn't gone. Exist? All of them are gone.
Oh.
They're gone. Small Christian schools don't last. All my, there's no school ever went to exist anymore. I'm not even a person. Not even, I have no education. None. No, how would I feel if they retired it?
Yeah.
They should. They should. Not my senior year. I ain't play basketball there. My sophomore year, I was good at basketball. They should retire my number.
Yeah.
They did because I stole the jersey. No, I was playing. I did steal my baseball jersey my senior year. So they essentially retired that one. Okay. I still got that one.
Is it hanging up somewhere?
No, it's not hanging up. I think I batted like 240 that year. It wasn't good.
I really wish my school would retire my jersey or my old school. I contacted them to see if they had it.
So to try to get the ball rolling or
yeah, I was
retired
like, I was like, I want to see if they still got it.
Man, you got it. What, would you have a speech?
Oh, would I have a speech? Absolutely, I would have a speech.
What route would you go?
So at first, I would probably just quote other speeches and see if anybody caught on.
Okay.
And then just see if, like, is it really plagiarism if I quote 15 different speeches?
Okay. Okay.
And just see what it was.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it would be an honor to put the big 5'4" up in the rafters.
Yo, you had a coach's number. If you don't get out of here, you had to wear. I know what that means. When you wearing 54 on the basketball, that was one for like, hey man, if we got somebody big dad that want to go over there and hoop with the boys, we gonna get him this extra jersey, and you wear 54. That was not everybody else probably had like the lettering was different than yours. 50 is never the same. Yeah, it was, wasn't it?
I had the new jersey.
Well, of course you did.
My junior year, I had a new jersey. They had to make one for me.
Ah, man. That's sad.
It was good. I liked 54.
Dan, you get your jersey retired?
In high school?
Yeah. Yeah, would you go back?
Nah,
you out?
Nah.
I feel you.
You wouldn't want to go back?
I mean, we didn't win anything.
It's not about that. You're getting your jersey retired. That's a personal accomplishment.
Dan ain't about that. Dan ain't about the wins.
Yeah.
Dan ain't about the wins.
I think it'd be fun to go back.
No.
Except my 10-year reunion is coming up, and I don't know if I'm going
to go. I didn't go back for my 10-year reunion.
I only graduated with 20 people, so I'm going to go so they don't talk about me.
I graduated 500.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You can slide under the radar there.
You're like an alumni group or something like that?
We had one, but... Our 10-year reunion, I get for high school would have been
3 years ago, right?
Yeah, and our class president was working in Obama's office.
Oh,
so our class reunion like got like the plan B, which was like someone who couldn't plan it. If Christina had planned it, we would have won. But nice. She was working in Obama's office.
Well, you know, she had definitely had stuff to do.
Yeah,
I get that.
Good for Christina.
Good for shout out to Christina.
Next topic. What we got? I really don't want to talk about this.
Do it.
Tim Tebow continues to fail up.
Congratulations.
And he is now engaged. So congrats.
No,
to
he's
him.
Not just engaged, bro. He's not just engaged. He is engaged to a former Miss Universe. Miss Universe. How does that make you feel?
I mean, good for them.
Nah, man.
Hopefully she's smart enough to talk him out of baseball.
Why?
That's what I'm hoping.
She probably encouraged him to play
baseball.
She's gonna
wear that jersey.
Yep.
She's going to wear that cute hat.
Yep.
She's going to only button half those buttons up that jersey, too.
Tim Tebow is the only person that's going to get a Miss Universe in, like, Toledo on a Tuesday night.
Yeah,
that's so ridiculous.
That's a win, bro.
How do you hate somebody who should be your aspiration? Every homeschool kid should be like, it's hope. And you up here like, nah, guys, it ain't real.
I just want people
look
to
at this way.
More.
You give, you know, every other male nanny looks at you really upset right now because you're winning.
You are.
And they're like, he's no different than me, but yet he's winning.
This is the only thing that I've seen Tebow do where I'm like, good job. Apparently he earned this. I don't know. I didn't see.
You know, he also earned a Heisman.
I didn't see all the games.
Facts.
Okay, he was a great college athlete, and he married a Miss Universe. Everything else he has failed at, and that's what I hold him accountable for. Good job for locking
everything
down Miss South Africa.
About. He was successful for well over 3/4 of his life, and yet the last couple of years were like he tried to figure out where to land.
He
post
had a failed NFL career.
He has,
and he's a terrible commentator.
He has the same number of playoff wins as Matt Ryan.
He's a terrible commentator. He doesn't.
He has a promising baseball career. You don't
want to
give it to him.
His name's Tebow.
Doesn't matter. If he sucked Michael Jordan bad, he wouldn't be there anymore.
That's true.
That's not true.
It is very true.
Because he sells tickets.
You mean to tell Michael me he's Jordan bigger was, than Michael Jordan?
Michael Jordan was the greatest athlete of all time.
Yeah, if he sucked Michael Jordan, that's the thing you're not giving credit for. If he sucked that bad, he wouldn't be there anymore.
I don't think that's
they
true
They can justify it because he has power potential, right? He's proven that. He's a good athlete with a decent arm for baseball. Not necessarily football, but for baseball. So if he sucked as bad as Michael Jordan sucked, he wouldn't be there.
He the could thing- be Evan Gattis.
The thing that bugged me about Tebow's engagement, and it's like, fine, I get it. Engagement pictures, sweet, pretty, whatever. And then he made that tweet where he was like, he like thanked her in the tweet. And it's like, she's probably in the room, man. You don't need to.
Nah, she whisked off. You don't need family.
To tweet at her.
He's a public persona. Yeah, thank
he's showing the brand, bro.
You can say I'm grateful he that probably she already did this. Did it. Don't tweet thank you why to not, her man? It's Twitter 2019. Account. That's so.
On our anniversary or like Allison's birthday, like I'll post about her Come and on, talk man. About her.
No, no, but you don't post it to her.
Yeah, I do.
Yes, he does.
You don't like act like that is what you would say.
You, to, I say you. Post. I say you.
Really?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh man.
You don't follow Dan? Dan, you're not a good friend.
I do. I skim a lot of stuff.
Because every time it happens, I'm like, Dan is. He's a thoughtful.
Yeah,
husband.
I mean, I definitely like all the posts.
Dan, no, but you don't pay attention to what he. Dan be trying to give you the game. You don't pay attention. Dan is a thoughtful husband.
I think,
and he does those moves, and you are just.
I can't stand it. When you use social media to communicate to somebody that is in your room and or you
he
have their cell phone
number.
He don't
number, get it. He don't get
it. She's like, man, just tell me.
Break it out. If I'm
room,
wrong, Dan, tell me. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong.
You're
right?
Not wrong. No, I no, can't no. tell you you're wrong.
Here's what I'm going to say. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. You think that he could have just said it, and he could have, right? But when you put it on social media, you let all these other hating bras know, I got a good one.
Yes.
You showing her off.
He already women, showed
nope,
her off.
Nope. You want to show your lady off. To everybody else who might be hating on y'all. And that's why you do it publicly.
He did,
listen
no,
to
no,
me.
I'm not, I'm
show
not
your a, lady off, Nate. When
I
you get a lady,
opposed.
Show off publicly. Because they appreciate that.
Yep. I'm not opposed to
am I,
the
am I wrong,
public.
Dan?
You're not wrong.
Come on, man.
You misunderstood what I was saying.
Sound like you're wrong.
I'm not opposed to the public post about it.
We understand. No, Nate. We understand your qualms.
That is so dumb.
Nate.
To tweet.
Who would
if you want to tweet
Nate,
that
Nate,
this
Nate,
is
Nate.
My girl,
Nate.
We are engaged.
Listen
I am
to
thankful.
Listen to Dan.
Nate.
Successfully married
He's
Dan.
Such a goober.
Nate.
You can't call him that anymore. You can't call him that anymore.
I've heard him talk. He has a goober voice.
He listen.
God, you're such a hater.
But you realize you can't call him that. You ain't
he sounds no missing, like a VeggieTales.
Ain't no missing. Fine. VeggieTales is a private $1 million company. You mad at the wrong things, bro. You got to look in the mirror. You mad at yourself right now. You like, I had the same tools as him in high school, and I did not end up with a Miss Universe. I did not end up with a Heisman. I did not get a playoff victory. What's wrong with me? This is a you problem, not a Tebow problem.
I'm fine with Tebow.
I don't think you are. I think you should need to learn lessons.
I think he passed for like 250 yards in that playoff victory, too.
Yeah,
against the Jets, right?
He had a good playoff victory. It was against the Steelers. Oh. It was a good playoff win. Congrats to him. He had one memorable NFL
stop,
game.
Stop.
You can't call him a goober no more.
Nate.
He's a goober.
He is so successful.
Super successful.
Oh, no, he is. I'm not.
He is a multimillionaire.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He has a brand that he could, like, sponsor anything he wants to at this point.
I know.
In
time. He's making a terrible movie. Like, that's his next venture.
Good for him.
Oh, you
want to make movies, too, don't you?
I wouldn't make one like that. That's terrible. I saw this.
Everything
he's
with
making,
you,
like, God's Not Dead 3. Like,
sure,
it's like,
that's
going to
make some money. That's going to make money.
But that doesn't mean it's good. That's what I hate. I just want people to hold him to a higher standard.
No. Making money in America is good. That's what America is about.
But, like,
so it means he's successful.
Just
to what
that
standard?
That he's not a good. Just be honest about him.
You want everything to be Monty Python?
Be honest that he had subpar NFL career. Be honest that he's not a great baseball
player.
Your
first movie is going to bomb, too.
Yeah.
First movie is going to bomb.
And that's fine.
You just need to be honest the fact that
that's paying dues.
Right. And so is he.
So my first movie is going to bomb, and people are going to say, that bomb, that wasn't good. Tim Tebow's movie is going to bomb, and people are going to show it to their youth groups for eternity and talk about
that group of people will. Your fans will
That's
say your first
difference.
Movie.
No,
Kevin,
it's not.
Your
Nate.
Fans will say your first movie didn't bomb. Your fans will say that.
Yes.
So his fans will say that. Then you and a lot of people like you who hate him or whatever will say it bombed. So you can't say everybody loves him when he clearly has people who do not like
he's
him.
He's Christian Adam Sandler.
No, he's not. He married Miss Universe.
His career is Christian Adam Sandler. He continues to make these terrible things that only his fans like, and he keeps failing
terrible things?
Upward. He's bad on TV, and he keeps getting these jobs. ESPN will employ him for the rest of his life. He is a bad baseball player.
Why will they employ him? Just because they like him?
To Major League
Just
because
they like him?
I don't know why.
Here's why. Because I've seen plenty of people that I'm like,
they're better than
Tebow. Here's why. You don't want to give him his credit. Here's why they will continue to employ him. Because every time he's on TV, people will watch. Ugh. And that is why you put things on TV for people to watch. I don't understand. Like, what are you doing?
He's not great. So he's not great on TV.
Chick-fil-A drive-through voice and encouraging all the teams. Like, ugh. I'm just so sick of, like, it's just a beautiful day,
you
guys.
Really do
and
hate
I'm
yourself,
just,
don't you?
I'm Yo, just like, you so, hate you.
I'm so you happy, hate, you I'm hate, so you happy hate to yourself be here. Right now. Like, I just hope everybody
this,
has
this
fun
is your
out
voice.
There no,
this
it's not.
You.
This is a changed voice. I also have a little bit of a cold.
You do kind of sound like Tebow.
I don't.
You have Tebow, but you have Tebow. You have Tebowness within you.
Like, oh,
you
man.
Really do. He just not like both of y'all are very much so all shut.
We were homeschooled. It's a bad trait. It's not a good thing. The problem is, I'm trying to work away from it. He has embraced it.
No, he didn't. If you don't embrace it and pull him his universe. You do not embrace
no, it
and pull
is because
him.
For some
he at some point in time he said, "Now I got to put some swag
no,
on this."
No, because Tim
and
Tebow
did.
Does not apparently play by the rules that everybody else does. He's
he does.
Like a cat.
He knows how to play his game.
No, cats do. Like I've seen a cat jump. And I'm just like, that's
I just
not
think it's really funny that you're criticizing, works. Like, someone who's been so successful at everything that they've done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Literally everything he's done, he's reached the highest level of doing
oh,
that
no,
thing.
No, he hasn't.
Yes, he has.
He's in Double-A baseball, and
he will eventually
he will
get
make
he
majors.
He couldn't stay on an NFL roster.
No. He won a play. He
that
was a
not
starting.
You
that
he
was
talking
a
about
starting quarterback
his career.
That's not a successful career.
No. You're starting quarterback.
I did. What did
he,
I say?
He said,
no,
he did the,
what did
yeah.
I say?
You said he's been successful at everything.
No, I said he's been successful enough to reach the highest level of everything he's done.
Playoffs is not the highest level.
No, starting quarterback is, bro.
He was the starting quarterback for an NFL team.
So was Nathan Peterson.
How many people are out there like that? That's impressive.
That's
like,
impressive.
You act like you can get on a bus and find 25 starting quarterbacks.
This is what you said earlier. What do people think they can just walk outside and do?
Doing that. You're actually doing the thing you hated earlier.
I don't think I could be an NFL quarterback.
Do you think, you think it's America? Easy to do
or
it?
Miss Universe?
Wait, I got two different questions.
You think it's easy to become an NFL starting quarterback?
If you have the talent.
Boy.
He does.
No, he doesn't. He never did. And now NFL
GM. Okay, so then maybe
literally,
it's even more impressive.
Rex Ryan and the Jets GM admitted it. They said, we knew he didn't have what it took to be a quarterback when we traded for him.
But ask him what Denver did.
For some reason.
Denver got it done.
Everybody is like, he's not good, and yet he continues to fail upward. He failed upward into Miss Universe. And I'm just like, I'm blown away by the fact that this guy.
Don't play a hey, congratulate, bro.
I don't know. It's like, congratulations on your Miss
you
Universe.
You got to get that hate out your heart. You'll never be happy, Nate.
I don't.
You'll never be happy.
I do not hate him.
Get
I
that
hate
out your heart.
The way that people talk about him with kitty gloves.
You got hate on your heart. This man is
and
homeschool
honestly,
legend.
I don't love Tebow. I don't love him on TV. But every time I'm around you, I want to love him more. It's you
so
make me love
ridiculous.
Tebow. You actually make me appreciate him at a level that I generally wouldn't appreciate him because I'm like, oh, you know what? He has been successful. Like, he has beaten the odds. Been a dual threat quarterback.
That's
won
generous.
A Heisman. What?
Dual threat quarterback is generous. You have to pass. You have to be able to pass to be a dual threat.
Why do you
why
honestly?
Does he do this?
No.
As I watched
talk.
Him
no,
play.
No. Why do you hate? There's a lot of people that are bad quarterbacks in the NFL.
Yeah, and nobody talks
you'll
about
never
them
say,
like you just talked
you'll
about.
Never
say,
you'll never criticize Geno Smith the
because
way you do it to
there's never
Tebow.
Been someone that's more easy to root for. He's a genuine dude. Like, I've met him.
Yeah,
he
I'm
is
sure
such
he's
a nice
super
guy.
Nice guy.
So why can't you just root for
why
him?
Why won't you take the gloves off? Why you put the gloves on for your West Virginia people that fail? Why
I don't.
You boy.
I never called. If I called Geno Smith a dual threat quarterback.
No, but you always say, like, people didn't give him a chance. You always say that.
Yeah.
Or Javon
Carter. He got assaulted in the locker room. Javon Carter made his first NBA start. We're yet to see on him. I'm very excited.
But I'm saying, when he's unsuccessful, will you put the or any of West Virginia people?
We'll cross that bridge when we come to it.
But it's plenty. It's happened.
I mean, Geno Smith was a starter. So did he reach
he
the
reached
highest
the
peak?
He did.
That's what we're saying.
So,
absolutely.
Becoming
I will
NFL,
never look at Geno Smith and say you're a talentless individual.
Because he's on a roster.
And Tebow was on a roster before he switched professions.
He didn't switch professions. The NFL said, we're done with you.
Oh, my God.
He would have, if somebody had signed him, he would have kept
we
playing.
We can't do this. Next topic. What's the next topic?
Please tell me it's over.
That is it. That's it, right?
That's it. That's all the
we
topics.
We did it. We did it. We can't do this with you, Nate, every week. You can't be helped. Save yourself. If you want to be good for somebody later on in life, you got to stop thinking like this.
I just want you guys to be realistic. It's not about us. We think about who
we
are.
We want you to not have hate. We understand. The thing you don't realize is, like, we actually do understand your points about Tebow, but you're phrasing them in a way.
Like, Aaron Murray is an incredibly talented quarterback.
Yes.
Yeah.
He was less successful in the NFL than Tim Tebow.
But he's better at commentating. And he's on a roster right now.
You see how he just neglected?
Why do you listen to yourself? So frustrating.
He's so good at commentating. And now he's moved on to a career where he's playing football again. He's on more rosters than Tim Tebow is.
Dang.
And you know what, though? He's not on more Miss Universes. Boom!
He actually married a very attractive individual.
I'm not saying he didn't. Yeah. She's not Miss Universe. That's all I'm saying. I did see a picture of her. He did good.
Well, yeah.
But
former Miss Universe.
Yo, you see how you do that?
That was too far. I'm sorry. I'm sure she's great. Good mazel tov to them. Guys, that's it. That's all 10 of our topics.
I hate 10.
Yo.
My name's Nathan Owens.
I think you're the least talented person I've ever been.
You can find me on Twitter. I appreciate your honesty and not treating me with kitty gloves. I am Owens. Snapchat, Instagram, or NathanOwensComedy.com.
All West Virginia athletes will forever fail. My name is David Perdue. You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Do or Die or DavidPerdueComedy.com. Again, continue to rate and review us, please. Also, patrons, we appreciate you. If you're not a patron, sign up for that. Yeah,
Dan, thank you so much for stepping up.
Yeah.
We appreciate it. Go get some sleep. Hashtag 4th and 10. See you next week.
Peace.